Again.
That's Corky Siegel, who with his wife Holly used to live next door, a few doors away from Lise Graham's parents. Lisa's tied in, my producer's tied into life in a million different ways. This week, coming to the Skokie Theater is a show. The show is called The Jackie Mason Musical, and it is based on a love affair, a longtime love affair between a lovely woman. I've only met her on the phone, Ginger Ryder. She fell in love with Jackie Mason when Jackie Mason was kind of down and out, 1977. They had at least a decade-long affair that joyfully, I think, produced my next guest. Sheba Mason is a stand-up comic and actress in New York, and she is coming here this week to play her own mother in Both Sides of a Famous Love Affair, the Jackie Mason musical at the Skokie Theater. Sheba, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Did I do you justice in that story or no? Are you mad or how do you feel about that story I wrote about you? Huh?
I think it was one of the most wonderful articles ever written. I think you did a great job.
Well, that's what I like to hear. You have had, and we've talked, you know, not at great length on the phone, but you have told me a lot of what we talked about never got in the piece because it was mostly a piece of trying to introduce people to the show and to your mom a bit. When did you know, Sheba Mason, that you were the daughter of the famous comic Jackie Mason? You couldn't know this as a little tiny girl, could you?
Well, I sort of never had that moment where, oh, that's your father. I think I kind of grew up knowing it. Because from the time I was very young, like two years old and 3 years old, we were on some of these talk shows like Current Affair and Entertainment Tonight at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he was really, really a big star back then. And like, you know, they would ask me questions and I would say, oh yes, Jackie Mason is my father. Can I go color now?
You know? Yeah. Give me some crayons. It did. You know, one of the things about it, and you were, you know, the show that your mother has written, it's a musical that'll be at the Skokie Theater and you can get all sorts of information. I do want you people to go to ShebaMason.com because I think you have made a pretty good life for yourself, Sheba, as a comic. You can see on YouTube a lot of your different routines. I think you're a very, very talented comic and actress.
Oh, thank
no, I do.
You.
No,
thank
I do.
You.
What is it like, though, when you were much younger and your mom first wrote the show, which was, you know, it had a bunch of different names and different incarnations, and you had little cameo parts where you would be, well, we had a baby and here she is, and then you, as a baby, would come out on that stage, right?
That's right. I would come out at the end of the show, and if I did a good job, I would get ice cream after. I would come out and like do a little bit of patter, you know, like a couple of jokes about it and stuff, and they would just kind of show me, and you know, I was cute at the time.
You're still cute.
Thanks. And you know, people were, you know, it was really kind of an interesting thing to see his daughter, since you know, it wasn't him showing off his daughter, it was my mother.
Yeah.
And there I was.
You and your mom must have she seems to have done as good. What happened with Jackie Mason was a down and out comedian in 1977, and he was down and out until almost a decade later when he put on a one-man show on Broadway, The World According to Jackie Mason, that made him a huge, huge star. And also, you were a kid, but you know now that really kind of forced him further away from your mom. He did give some child support for a while, and then your mom said, hey, you're rich now. Can you give a little more? And he basically cut her off. And your mom went to court, and your mom eventually wound up in Dade County Jail because for not, you know, she was evicted because she had no money. She seems to have done, Sheba Mason, your mother, Ginger Ryder, an amazingly good job as a mom. Can you talk about that for a while?
Yeah, I mean, like, every ounce of child support that was given to her, she spent on me. I mean, I had singing lessons, dancing lessons. I had, like, a wonderful childhood, despite, you know, the absence of a father figure. I mean, I had a grandma who was always around. She's, you know, her character is in the play. And she was like a father to me. You know, I say in my act, she was like a father to me. She even had the beard, you know. And, like, the two of them together, you know, really... You know, they taught me not to have any kind of resentment. You know, I was always in plays. From the time I was 6 years old, I performed with a comedian named Frankie Mann, who's now passed away, but I performed with him in the South Florida condo circuit. And I always really enjoyed, you know, like singing and you know, just being on stage and doing jokes and stuff like that, you know, even from a young age. And she did. She was a really good mom, I have to say. Like, she... You know,
one of the things that really impresses me about your mom is that it would have been Sheba Mason, so easy to poison you about your father. Your father's a very public figure, Jackie Mason, and even while you were growing up, he was still pretty active. He still had, you know, he's coming up with more one-man shows. He was in a TV series. He's a major kind of star. And she kept that kind of resentment away from you, didn't she? She had to work hard to do that, I think.
She did. And in fact, like you know, he had all these shows. He had 8 one-man Broadway shows. And that's like 2 hours, almost like that's like 90 minutes of material each show. That's an incredible feat. And what I was taught was sort of to admire his skill and his genius, because he's really one of the funniest around. Yeah. And she kind of was like, look, you know, this is what you come from. You know, milk this, enjoy this. This is your gene pool. Wow. You know, like, let's see what kind of talent you have that, you know, was bestowed upon you sort of from him.
Yeah.
You know, inadvertently, you know.
Yeah.
She really sort of taught me to admire him in that way.
Well, you do, and your mother does too, even with all that's happened. You know, she certainly was in love with him for a time. There's no question about that. And then all the courtroom drama can sort of drive love out of you, but she too admires Jackie Mason for his unique gifts. He has had, you're in showbiz, Sheba Mason. Your dad has had one of the most remarkable careers I've ever encountered in showbiz. He was a big star. He was a rabbi who was told by his congregants that, hey, you're too funny to do this. Go play at the Catskills. Then he became a very big star. Then he got blackballed by Ed Sullivan and wound up playing, you know, for nothing in Florida and the Catskills, and then bounced back. Don't you think, as a showbiz gal, that is one of the most remarkable, you know, up-down careers in the history of showbiz?
He is a fighter, let's say he wasn't my father, I would look at his story and I would feel so inspired, because a lot of people, like, after what happened with the Ed Sullivan show, when he was so blackballed, a lot of people would have turned maybe to drugs or, you know, like, gotten really down and out or given up, or, you know, you see that all the time. You know?
Yeah.
You know, people kill themselves.
Sure.
He like, just kept fighting and fighting on, and he was working for $10. $10 a ticket, you know, at the Newport Hotel. People were paying $10 to see him in Miami Beach.
Wow.
And, you know, and then it turned into you couldn't even get in for less than $75 a ticket, you know,
yeah,
on Broadway.
Yeah.
And that's because he kept going, you know?
Well, that's certainly a lot. Going. I mean, if those genes are in you, I mean, that is a real survivor's kind of a fortitude. Sheba Mason, hold on for a couple minutes while we do commercials, and then I want to talk specifically about the play. The play, again, is called TheJackieMasonMusical.com. You can go check tickets. You can go to SheebaMason.com. You can call 845-598-2850. Go to the Skokie Theater box office. It's going to be there. And the great thing, the cool thing, Sheba, that I'm going to come see, I hope, is you're doing a special one night of your own stand-up during the run of this play, aren't you?
Yes, on the off night, Wednesday, July 18th.
October 18th.
I'm sorry. I don't
That's okay. Why. Hey.
October 18th.
I'll straighten it out. I'm very bad on dates, too. But you performed around Chicago before, but I think that's a special thing. Hold on, everybody, and hold on, Sheba Mason. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You'll hear a little more Corgi Siegel in about 5 or 6 minutes as I talk some more with Sheba Mason, who is coming in here to star in Both Sides of a Famous Love Affair, the Jackie Mason musical, which is written and composed by her mother, Ginger Ryder. Sheba, who is a talented stand-up comic and actress in New York, will be playing her mother. While her mother, who wrote the show, Ginger Ryder, will be... Your mother's going to be working the lights and sound for this, isn't she, Sheba? Or was she...
Yes.
She is?
Yeah, she is.
Now, when are you two getting to Chicago? And when are you going to move in? I think the first show is Thursday, right? Thursday, right. Friday, Saturday, or Wednesday. But you can get all the information at SkokieTheater.com. You're excited about this, aren't you? You've done this show a number of times, right?
I've done it a lot. It was off Broadway for a couple of years, and you know, and then it was in Florida at the Empire Stage in Fort Lauderdale, and then it was at the Boca Black Box. So it tours around. It's going to be on Long Island pretty soon. So I never get sick of it. It's always really fun. The music and to kind of. It's like, it reminds me of like a ride at Disney World where you get on the ride and it's like, you know, you're always, there you are again.
And it's not just like, you know, the characters are not just your mom and Jackie Mason. This is a pretty big cast, isn't it? Who are some of the other characters in the show?
Well, you have his friend, Willie the Shepalong, based on a real guy named Willie, who he's always kind of like, you know, like he was his driver, and he was like another comedian that was on a kind of a lower level, you know, like not a low level, but
like a sidekick.
Like another comedian. Yeah, sidekick, exactly. So you have him, that's based on a real guy named Wooly. Then you have Trixie the waitress, who he's also kind of sleeping with on the side, and that's a symbol of, because he was always, you know, he was a bit of a philanderer.
Oh, yeah, even when he was with your mom had a great line that... You know, Jackie used to keep some suits and ties in his in your mom's closet when he would visit. He would go away in the summer and go back and play the Catskills. And little did your mom know that he had suits and ties in a lot of women's closets down there. She doesn't seem bitter either, though. I'll tell you that she does not.
You know what she likes to say? She calls herself the harem favorite. You know. That's you know, like, so she figures, you know, so he was with this one or that one, but he always came back to her.
Yeah, that's true. That relationship lasted a long time, and it produced you, which I think is the best thing about the entire relationship. How is your career going out there? You know, the stand-up acting life is tough, especially in New York. That's a tough place to do, but it seems like it's going well. You have regular performances out there all the time, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I worked, you know, my way up. Not that I'm not Amy Schumer, but I did work my way up to a level where at least I do make a living as a comic, and I don't have to have another job.
Yeah, that's hard. That is hard. You should be very, very proud of yourself. You do. Thanks. I got to bring up. You do also. You occasionally will see your dad in New York, sitting out in front of a restaurant sometimes, right?
Yes, there is a diner where he sits outside a lot, and I pass by a lot because I live near there. And, you know, he sits there, and he always has an entourage, or, you know, and there's always, you know, you just see women there with him and all different kinds of people. And, you know, his manager sometimes is there, Jill Rosenfeld. And, you know, I just kind of walk by because I don't want to, I just really don't want to impose on him at this point.
Yeah.
Anymore. You know, like it's, you know, I just don't want to impose on him. I can't force somebody to be my friend. I don't want to be like annoying, you know what I mean?
That's
so
really,
I just, you know, I passed by.
No, that's I think that's really, that's very big of you too. I can't I don't know what day I'm going to come up and see you guys, but I can't wait to meet you and your mom, because this story is really unusual, and the fact that there is no resentment, and that you, in fact, Sheba Mason, are kind of, you know, we were talking about, you know, we're not geneticists. We don't know what is passed down from one to another, but you certainly have inherited some of your mom's survivalist instincts and some of your dad's comedic instincts. I think it's a remarkable thing. And you don't, you know, as you said, you know he's your dad, but you're not going to butt in his life. And it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, he made a choice. That's his choice. And I have to kind of, like, respect it. I mean, you know, it's, you know, what am I going to do, like, pull teeth and say, come on, you have to be my friend. You have to be my friend. You know, leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, when I walk by, you know, he's in his 80s now.
Sure.
And that's not young, but, you know, it's young now. You know, not young, but, you know, it's not like everybody dies when they're 80 now.
Right.
But, you know, and I always think, like, is he thinking, like, now that he's getting older, like, is he thinking of something? You know, like, do I want to tie up a loose end?
Yeah.
You know, and then I just think, you know what? I don't know what's worse, if I walk by and I see him sitting at this diner, or if I don't see him sitting at the diner. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I do know what you mean. That's a
and in a way, I'm almost happy to see that he's alive and well, doing his thing.
Yeah.
And you know, so it just didn't work out this time.
Yeah. Well, that's a remarkable attitude. Sheba Mason, you're one of a kind. I hope you wish you great success here at the Skokie Theater. I think you've sold some tickets already, but there are a million ways to get tickets. I do want you folks to go to Sheba's website, which is SHEBAMASON.com, because you can get more information about her. You can see some clips. You're very funny. You can also go to the Jackie Mason Musical.com, or you can call 845-598-2850. I think there are about a total of 8 shows spread over 2 weeks. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But on Wednesday the 18th, Sheba Mason will be doing her stand-up at the Skokie Theater, and that would be worth seeing, too. As they say in showbiz, and you're in show business, break a leg, Sheba. Break a leg, will you?
Thank you. Thank you,
my
Rick.
Pleasure. Look forward to meeting you and your mom, too. You're a couple of interesting individuals, no question about it. I came to really admire you writing that piece, and so she keeps laughing. Sheba, safe travels to Chicago.
Thank you. Can't wait to meet you, too.
Likewise, honey. Likewise.
Okay.
I'm serious. You can go back and easily search the Tribune. They wouldn't even be archives. It was last Sunday this story was in about Sheba Mason and Jackie Mason. And Jackie Mason was a hound, man. I've interviewed him a number of times here. I know a number of women who he hit on here, thank God, unsuccessfully. But he was...
He's a real hound.
Oh, man, he was something here, Sheba. Take care of your sweet self.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Now we're going to, I'm going to tell you something here. Corky Siegel is a genius, and he is a Chicago treasure. You can learn everything you want to know about Corky by going to his website, chamberblues.com. He is going to be next Saturday at the Logan Center for the Arts. Next Sunday, same place with Sam Lay in a guest appearance. Tuesday the 17th, he's at a blues harmonica blowout with Mark Hummel, Billy Boy Arnold, and others at Space, that gloriously intimate room in Evanston. On Wednesday, he's going to be in Cleveland, so I don't care about that. So it's important. Next Saturday, 14th at the Logan Center, the 15th with Sam Lay, the great Sam Lay at the Logan Center, Tuesday the 17th at the Space in Evanston, and another special appearance by Sam Lay here. And I let Lise Graham pick it. This is from an old CD, but it's called The Best of Siegel Schwall, and this is how we'll end tonight's show. Thank you. chamberblues.com. Chamberblues.com to find out where Corky's playing in the next week or so. Aubrey Mumpower, thanks for engineering. Elise Graham, thanks for picking the songs and doing your thing. Great producer. Carla Murray's coming up. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next week.